Welcome, HDS staff, to our podcast on safety trivia. I am your host, Kyle Oldham. I am joined by members of the professional development team to face off in trivia to promote the upcoming safety trivia event on Thursday, March 31st from 2 to 3:30 p.m. Please welcome Nicole and Justin to the game. Would you like to tell me a little bit more about the event?
Sure. We thought, what a better way to conclude our first ever safety month than with something fun like trivia. There will be three rounds of trivia. Questions will be focused on life safety, fire safety, survival, and emergency response. We have a variety of safety equipment to give away for your participation and for our winners. Light snacks will also be provided.
Yeah, what's great about trivia is that you can come with the team, come individually, and join a team, or fly solo. Each round will have 10 questions, and at the end of each team, we'll bring their answer sheet up to be reviewed and given a score. Best score wins. We will have a few tiebreakers if needed. Can't wait to see you all there.
Wow, that sounds awesome. Okay, team, let's set some quick ground rules. I'll be asking three questions today. As soon as I finish asking the question, the first person to ring the bell will get to answer the question. If you do not answer the question correctly, your opponent will have the opportunity to answer. Best of luck to both of you. Shall we begin?
Yeah.
Here we go. How many inches of flood water does it take to sweep away most vehicles? Nicole.
24 inches.
Correct. If water is quickly flowing, the amount that it takes to sweep away a vehicle may be significantly less. Currents can be deceptive. Just 6 inches of moving water can knock you off your feet. Never drive through flood water. It is also possible the road could have been eroded away by fast-moving waters and you can't see it. Remember, turn around, don't drown. Over half of all flood-related drownings occur when a vehicle is driven into hazardous flood water. People underestimate the force and power of water. All right, here we go with question two. If you are caught outdoors in a hazardous material spill situation, it is common practice to go up blank and up blank. Yes, Justin.
Upwind and uphill.
Correct! Most hazardous materials are heavier than air, so it will settle in low-lying areas and will follow the wind. Stay upstream, uphill, and upwind. In general, try to go at least half a mile from the danger area. Follow all directions given by emergency responders and stay tuned to a radio or television for more information. You may be asked to shelter in place or be evacuated. You might even want to get on Wi-Fi. Now, for our final question, how many minutes, at minimum, does clear water need to be boiled in order to disinfect it? This is for the winning point. Nicole.
5 minutes.
Bad. That was close, but incorrect. Justin, do you have an answer?
Let me think. 1 minute.
Correct. Bring the clear water to a rolling boil, for 1 minute. At elevations above 6,500 feet, boil for 3 minutes. Some emergency situations damage water lines and treatment centers, which may cause communities to go into a boil alert. A boil water alert is used when the pressure lost in the water line and there is the possibility of foreign substance entering the system. Use boiled water if possible. If you do not have bottled water, boiling is sufficient to kill pathogenic bacteria, viruses, and protozoa. If you can't boil water, disinfect water using household bleach. Only use regular acidic chlorine bleach products that are suitable for disinfection and sanitation as indicated on the label. Justin, you're the winner. Thanks for joining us today. Woo! Please join us Thursday, March 31st to test your safety knowledge at Durrell B and C for an afternoon of fun and learning from 2 to 3:30 p.m. As a reminder, you can come as a team or individually. Light snacks will be provided. Have a great day, HDS Ramily.